Fantastic. Welcome, everyone. The City of Moab is holding a special city council meeting today on Good Friday, April 10th, 2020. We're getting started here at 5:02 p.m. The purpose of our meeting, we've got two agenda items. The first is a proposed resolution 21-2020, a resolution continuing the declaration of local emergency due to COVID-19 novel coronavirus. Is there a motion? Mike, I'll take that as a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Ronnie, thank you. Discussion. Summer, could you, I think we're fine to go ahead and unmute all, and then we can mute ourselves. We've got background noise. How does that sound?
I just unmuted everybody.
Thank you so much.
And you should have received an email from me that had your list for roll call.
Yes, we're right now in discussion. And I think Ronnie's up.
Oh, so all I was going to say is my basic understanding of the renewals is important so we can continue to look to state and federal emergency funding, and there are other meaningful reasons, but that's one of the main ones. So I don't know if Joel had anything else he wanted to say, but obviously seems like a wise thing to do.
Yeah, that it does those things. The Emergency Management Act requires we renew it every 30 days after I've declared it. So that's why we're doing this today. It also gives us the ability that if decisions need made on the fly, we have the capacity to do that. We have had a couple of things that we've had to do on the fly. We initially had a run on garbage collection and change of garbage orders, and we made some alterations to how that was happening during the COVID situation. So nothing major at all, but it just allows us to be able to make some decisions with water payments and Walnut Lane. It's allowed us to make some decisions down there as well. So it just allows us to do things in a much more timely manner in the middle of the emergency.
Not to mention that it prevents us all from getting tarred and feathered if we didn't do it.
Nobody wants that on a Good Friday.
Can I just ask one quick question? So Joel, the way I read our packet, I got the impression that after 30 days, the city administrator has to bring it to the council, but I kind of got the impression the way the resolution was written that this stayed in effect until we removed it. So do we have to do this again after another 30 days, goodness forbid, if we're still in this situation?
Yep, every 30 days it has to be renewed under the state's Emergency Management Act. So if we get to May 10th, which I assume that we'll be doing this again at that before that date. We will bring it to you to terminate at that point as well.
Thanks.
Okay, any other comments? I'll do a roll call vote. Tawny?
Aye.
Kaylin?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Ronnie?
Aye.
Karen?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And our second item for tonight, proposed resolution 22-2020, a resolution confirming the appointment of Clint York as the city finance director and authorizing the mayor to execute an employment contract. Is there a motion? Ronnie?
Move to approve. I figure since you just read it, I probably don't have to reread it, but I will if you'd like.
No, we'll keep it simple. Is there a section? A second? Thanks, Tawny. Well, Clint, welcome. You are on my screen, the center of our Brady Bunch here. I wanted to give you a chance to introduce yourself and say a little bit if you'd like.
So I'm Clint York. I grew up in Moab and I moved away for a point when I went to college. Got an opportunity to come home. It was always kind of my dream to live in Moab and come back home. And I got the opportunity a few years back. I've got my wife, Summer, and I've got a 12-year-old boy, Trace. And my daughter is Peyton, and she's 10. And we love living here in Moab. And I'm glad I'm very thankful I've got the opportunity to work with the city. And it's a strange time right now. But and I think there's going to be a lot of work ahead, but I really I'm excited to jump in and see what I can do to help out and kind of move us in a direction of just to see if we can get out of this and have a positive outcome with everything. So I appreciate it. And yeah, if you guys have any questions for me offline or anything else, it'd be great to get to know everybody, but it's kind of tough right now.
Someday we might get to see you in person.
Yeah. Well, Clint, I just wanted to share with the council that I, you know, was part of your interview process, that based on your resume and educational experience and experience as doing, you know, finance work, but then also your understanding of cash flow projections and budgeting, I think we're, you know, very lucky to have you join our team, and I think you're going to be a really good fit with our team at City Hall. So I'm very grateful that you applied, and happy to entertain a motion to welcome you to the team, unless there's any other comments or questions for Clint.
Ronnie made a motion.
I'm sorry. That's right. oh, sorry about that. I'll call for the vote with roll call. Mike.
Aye.
Ronnie.
Aye.
Karen.
Aye.
Kaylin.
Aye.
Tawny.
Aye.
Okay. Welcome, Clint. So that concludes our two items for tonight's agenda. I just did want to point out that we moved two items from this agenda to our agenda on Tuesday. So thanks to the council for being flexible to meet on a Friday at 5 p.m. And whether you've fasted all day or you have a big meal for tonight planned, I wish everybody health and happiness over Easter weekend. And maybe we'll all see each other on Main Street tonight. is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Thanks, second. Mike. Thanks for the second. Kaylin, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We're adjourned. Bye, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you.